All right, kids, let's catch some cheaters live on your radio. It's what we do. Morning Mess, JDC, and your guy, Joey Boy. We have Camille on the line from Goodyear. Now, Camille, you think your man is cheating with his girl best friend?
I think so.
Okay, so it says here, your man, his name is Reese. Tell us a story about you and Reese.
Okay, so we've been together for about a year, and the whole time I've had to deal with his friend, Anna. They've been friends for, like, over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And at first she was nice, but then, like, it seems like the more serious Reese and I got, the more territorial she would get. And, you know, she was, like, making snide little comments and saying things like, oh, I'm surprised you and Reese have even lasted this long. I can't believe you're still here. He never dates girls this long. Stuff like that. And she'd say she was joking, but, like, I know she wasn't. So she's shady. And then Reese is also, like, not blameless because he prioritizes her over everyone, like, even including me. It's annoying. Last month was Anna's birthday, and he went all out and planned this huge thing for her. And then when the party came, you'd think he was dating her because they were, like, together the whole night. And then fast forward to my birthday last week, and he just kind of forgot about it and blamed it on being busy with work. That's bull, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm venting to one of our mutual friends about the Anna situation, and she's like, yeah, I could never be with Reese after he and Anna kept hooking up on and off, which I didn't know.
What? So she was a friend with benefits on and off.
Yes, and they both cheated on other people with each other.
Oof. Yeah, that will do it.
So, like, I don't know why they don't just get together if they want to be together, but I just feel like I just want to test our relationship because I have a feeling he's going to pick Anna for this staycation.
Right.
Then this is over, and obviously I'm the second choice.
Oh, my God, there's a lot here.
Yeah.
There's a lot here. I feel like you should have broke up with him after he forgot your birthday, first of all.
Yeah, there's that.
Second of all, now that you know that they're friends with benefits throughout the years, yeah, everything is valid here. So, obviously, if we call him or Sienna calls Reese, he picks this girl Anna for the romantic staycation. It's over, over. There's no coming back from this, is there?
There's no coming back.
I think this is semantics at this point.
Yeah, and you can't have a girl or guy best friend if you've hooked up with them. In this scenario, in my opinion, like, I have a girl best friend, and we're never going to hook up. So I think that's okay.
Who's your girl best friend?
Julie.
Oh, you definitely would hook up with her.
No, I would not.
You guys do share a dog together.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And what of it?
You got to beat that cat with your dog.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Unreal.
Okay. But also the fact that he didn't tell me that they'd hooked up.
That's a problem.
That's not okay.
I know, but then if he tells you, then you freak out. You don't want her around anyway. He doesn't win if he does that. By the way, I'm on your side, so I just want to make sure we're clear.
Yeah, I wasn't clear either. I was like, wait, oh, you got your girl's
yeah,
side?
Thanks for clarifying.
I thought you and I were just on the phone for a second.
I know.
Yeah, you two got this all figured out.
What the hell?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, Team Reese over here.
No.
You know what? We're going to do the staycation setup. Call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. If he says this other girl is on again, off again, hookup. If he says her name, we'll give you the show at that point. You tell him where to go, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Reese?
Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I wanted to reach out to Reese. Is this you?
Yeah, this is Reese. Who's this again?
Yeah, my name is Salinas, and you were just the person I was looking for, because I wanted to let you know that you're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Yeah, I don't really think I've got time for this morning. What's the catch?
Well, I can get through this really quickly. So we're going to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite with this honeymoon package, all for free, as long as you give us a review on Google and Yelp. That's pretty much it.
How did you get my info, though?
Yeah, so we saw you're really present on Google and Yelp reviews, so pulled your info from those sites, and we thought you'd be the perfect person to stay here at the Aurora Hotel with a guest for the weekend and give us a review on your full experience.
Just for leaving a review?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I'll hear you out.
All right, well, congratulations, Reese. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay. Yeah, let's go with something saucy.
Okay.
But let me see you in your birthday suit.
Okay. I will write that down for you. And as I do that, Reese, just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Anna.
I knew you would pick this f***ing girl over me. I knew it.
Hey, Reese, this is the Morning Mess. We legally got to let you know you're live on the radio with us and Camille, who listened to this whole conversation. I'm sure she has a questions for you.
Camille, what are you doing?
Stupid, because I knew this would be the outcome. I knew it. I don't know why, but I just needed to hear it for myself to know once and for all that you don't give a shit about me and that you want to be with Anna, and now I know.
How many times we got to keep bringing this up? Is this about your birthday? Because I already can apologize for that.
Okay. No, it's about you putting her name on a romantic stay.
You just wrote a note that you want to see her in her birthday suit. You can lie to me all you want because it was your word against mine. But now I know I have the proof. And you didn't pick me, your girlfriend of a year.
This is crazy that you're even this insecure in a relationship. I've got friends that are girls. Girls that I met before I started dating you. And I hate bringing them around you because you don't give any of them a chance. You automatically think that I just want to f*** these girls.
Are you looking at the f***ing fact? You threw her this big birthday party, pay attention to every detail, parade her around like she's your girlfriend, and then completely forget about me, your actual girlfriend's birthday party, and now you want to take her on a romantic vacation in a birthday suit? I'm insecure because of you, your action!
I think this whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. I don't know where we go from here.
You literally just said another girl's name live on the radio. We all heard you. The whole valley heard you.
You can't even just be a man and just admit that you were cheating?
Yeah, just admit it.
How pathetic. We know. Just say it. Okay, he hung up. Cool.
Yeah, he hung up. He got caught up. Well, you are better off. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Like, when we do these, I feel bad when people call up like, yeah, we've been together 5, 6, 7 years. Thank mm-hmm. God it was only a year. I mean, wasted, but at least it was only a year. No kids, no marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have counseling services for free if you'd like to take them. But I don't think you need them. I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel better, honestly.
Yeah. Need to get it. Sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit. There's plenty of biscuit out there. I bet you're thinking of that one biscuit. You were such a faithful girl, and you passed up on the biscuit. You never passed up on a biscuit, baby.
Or a brisket, baby.
So sometimes you put both.
Yeah, not a warm one.
There it is, Sienna. Is there a certain guy out there that maybe you were thinking of? Because we did do research, and research shows
there's
most
no
women have... No, you don't think you've got a biscuit? There is some biscuit out there. Maybe an ex, a coworker that maybe, you know...
Maybe single is good for now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you've been preaching, JD.
That's right. Get ready for cuddle season and get ready for, you know, gift-giving season for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Find you a boo around then.
Well, cuffing season is also around the corner. Sorry.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have a couple months.
Cuffing is when you handcuff somebody, right?
Yeah, yes. Sure.
Yeah. Cuffing season, man? Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Good luck self-dating. You are on the chapter of JD in life right now. That's what he's doing right now.
Happy cuffing.
Yeah. Sorry wasn't the outcome, but, you know, at least you know.
I mean, I knew, but confirmed.
Well, keep us posted, okay, love?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, hon.
Bye.
Hey, that dating yourself gets tired real quick.
Yeah, it is cheaper, though.
It is. Oh, my God.
True.
It is cheaper.
It is cheaper. Not that you pay for food anyway. You get invited everywhere.
No, I do, but some of those ones that I don't, I'm like, oh, my God, that was so expensive. I had stopped dating for a while, and then I started going back out. I'm like, oh, my God, this is expensive.
Why did I see a video of a girl who said her dream date is literally just going through the drive-thru? And I was like, yeah, okay.
That is nice. Do you know what drive-thru it was?
She said Chick-fil-A.
Oh, hell yeah, then.
On Sundays?
I believe her.
On Sundays.
That's a lie.